You know what has happened yesterday? First of all, it was not a well-planned program. A certain handful of the MPs gave a call to the journalist, which was not qualified by my office. I was not even informed. And you know, I'm the chairperson of Information, Communication, and Technology Postal and Postal Service. Mm-hmm. And also, moreover, more importantly, I'm also the spokesperson in the National Legislative Assembly. Imagine if I were not informed. And I could not know that a certain group is going to call a press conference. Mm. What do you feel? If you were in my place, what could you do?
You don't arrest the journalists.
I don't arrest them. For me, I have no knowledge because I was at the workshop when when the incident took place. Mm. I was only called by phone, and I have to highlight a little bit to listen what the urgent call was. Right. And it was said that there was a certain group of MPs. And by the way, there are MPs who have come from the lay offices. Some even are students. And they joined these pocket parties, and they became MPs overnight. They did not even pass one single bill. And they did not even visit a certain country to see how things are handled when you are a diplomat. Mm-hmm. They are just like a student. They came there, they always seem to be grumbling because of certain issues, which I was been an MP for 15 years. And I could not get into quarrel with any government because I'm following my duties. Mm-hmm. But imagine if a student came in as an MP, and then in the morning he thought to be pursuing his activities. This is a very inexperienced MP, and for that matter, they have to be advised accordingly. Mm-hmm.
Right. And something that is grappling very many is that Parliament is a privileged place. And if security can be allowed to operate from there, then how free are the lawmakers to freely express themselves?
Let me assure you, in our country, the Bill of Rights that we have, that does not even exist in the first world. We respect humanity. We are the government who are supposed to represent our people. We are not here to abuse anybody in any way. What happened was that was a simple order. Now, like when I was coming into Radio Marayo, I have to spend 1 hour standing here and there trying to meet this and that. If I were not to respect and follow the laws that are here, I could not be here in the studio. I'm here simply because I follow the law. But if you imagine, if you come to an institution to cause chaos or maybe something like disorder, the public order will interfere.
Let me just cut you short.
Okay. Yes, please.
How did the journalist try to cause chaos or disorder? Because they were invited by members of parliament who represent the people and have a right to speak on behalf of the people as well as themselves.
Let me correct that. It is not journalists who are causing chaos and problem in the assembly. Mm-hmm. They were simply invited. They did not even know.
So why were they arrested?
The only thing was that kind of forum was actually an illegal forum. And they were not informed.
Right.
They were not informed about it.
No.
But the only simple fact is that when people were going there to control the event, the people were resisting. They refused. They don't want to surrender the devices. They don't want to listen.
Why should they surrender their devices?
Of course, you know, what they recorded is not unclassified. It's unclassified information.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And you know, in every country, you cannot pass unclassified information to the public.
Right.
This can even cause disorder and it can even cause war.
Okay, and the other thing, don't you think it was an in-house issue that you could have taken up with your members of parliament instead of making it escalate to the journalists finding themselves into detention?
You know, for us, we are really sorry for the event because it has gone to disorderly. But, you know, I blame our MPs. I don't blame the journalists because they did not even know what was actually going on. But of course, I blame our MPs who are inexperienced. They don't even know how to proceed with things. You know, by the way, we have the conduct of business, which is inviting each and every MPs to be disciplined. Now, if you get up in the morning and you become to behave like an indisciplined person, how do you expect me to be treated? These journalists have been victimized simply because of that misbehavior of the MPs. And I think they will be accounted for. They are not going to be left.
And I just have one other question.
Yes,
please. If you knew that, or whoever is, I believe the parliament is learning. There's a lot that is going on. Like that workshop you were at, there's actually a learning process that was taking place on budget and budget process.
Yeah.
And I believe you can also continue learning about how to, you know, engage with media and the like. So is it possible that you can just clearly state it right here, as I know probably some media personnel, what is the right procedure to go to Parliament and get information? Just lay it down for us.
Yes, please, I will just write here, and you people need to pass this clearly. Parliament is the house of the nation. It cannot be restricted in any way to any person to enter into. The problem is you simply follow the procedure. I have the office, there is Office of Communication, which is situated within the building. Now, if I want to visit, for example, a chairperson, or I want to visit the speaker, or I want to visit whoever I want to visit, you go directly to that office, or even come direct to my office, telling me that, Honorable, I want to meet the Honorable, Right Honorable Speaker. I will actually make the necessary facility, and I will facilitate you to that direction. Now, if you just come overnight, and you bling to linger around, and then you want to peep your noise wherever you want to put it in, it will be your responsibility to do it, because you did not follow the standard form. The right. Standard form is that you meet the people who are concerned, especially me. You could even call me by phone and you say that I'm a journalist and I want police to see you on such issues like you did it in the other time. Mm-hmm. I just respond to it. There is no problem.
Right, so what you're trying to say is after getting the invitation, we were supposed to come to you to verify if this is actually happening.
Exactly.
Right.
And then you are asked, you will not be escorted by the police, you will be asked to be directed to where you are going, and you will achieve your goal and you go.
All right. Yeah. Now, finally, I just wanted to bring you back to the question my colleague asked earlier.
Yes, please.
Which you did not answer clearly.
Please.
If security is allowed to operate at the Parliament, and now let's take away the journalists. As parliamentarians, you're supposed to deliberate freely, and then you will agree on something. Now, if security is allowed to operate, how will you be able to express that freedom in the Parliament?
Let me inform you, and I will still refuse to inform you, that no security personnel are freely allowed to operate in our compound.
So how were they able to come and arrest?
Maybe
it was national security, actually.
Of course, they might have been called.
By who?
By the person who have to keep the order.
Okay, so... Well, like you said, there were supposed to be processes. Now, why didn't the security have to follow the same processes?
No, you know, the security followed. I told you I was not at the venue.
Mm-hmm.
So I did not see how ugly and how procedural it was. But what I know so far is that people should follow the day-to-day proceeding.
Mm.
You are not supposed to interfere because you are free. No. There is no this unlimited freedom that you can exercise anything.
Right.
No.
But I still have a feeling that it was an in-house issue and you were supposed to take it up with your members.
It was not an in-house issue because, you know, what they did was not in the conduct of business. That is, and even the person who is calling himself a leader or backbencher, we don't have that title.
Mm-hmm.
This is totally disorder.